Hello, CITR. You are listening to Soul Sandwich, and we are broadcasting to you live from unceded Musqueam territory here at the University of British Columbia. Introduce yourself, Ola.
Hello, I am Ola. I am the co-host here at Soul Sandwich.
Yeah, and yeah. I'm Rohit, who's also one of those co-hosts. And we also got Ola's special gal in the building, in the house.
Hello.
Who dat?
Hi, I'm Brianna.
That sounded so rude of me. Like, who that?
Who
that?
Who you?
Who are you?
I'm Priyanka. Hi.
Hi, Priyanka. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. Cool, cool, cool. So, how are you feeling about being on The Amazing Soul Sandwich?
What an honor.
Thank you. Thank you.
It was terrifying, but it's great. Hi, everyone.
Hi. Cool. So, we have a... A long list of music.
Tonight's show is a variety show. And we should also mention, this is our first time doing the 8 o'clock time slot.
Actually, this is our first show of the new year.
This is our first show of the new year.
Yeah, I know, right? It's big. It's a big day for us. It's a big year for us, you know? New year, new us, which is also the name of the title of the episode. So, yeah.
How original.
How very... Well, I mean, the whole New Year, New Me thing isn't original because everybody does it every year. So it's like, yeah, I mean, but yeah, we're going to be dropping some hot beats for you guys. We're going to be...
Yeah, like a little bit of everything.
A little bit of everything. We're going to play...
Got some old stuff, too.
Old stuff, too. Very old stuff, too. We're going to, you know, give tribute to a bunch of artists as well.
Yeah.
You know, Rohit has been going through, like, some archives for, like, old songs. And, like, you know, I think you were listening to Kanye's 808s and Heartbreaks.
Yeah, yeah. We'll get into that later.
Exactly.
And we, of course, everybody is aware that David Bowie has sadly passed away.
Yeah.
So we're going to have a couple Bowie tracks I've got in mind. Yeah. One being, of course, by David Bowie himself. And another, a cover of a famous David Bowie song. So stay tuned for that. And then we will also have a little bit of freshness with the recent tracks I got from a friend of mine from the UK. And she actually knows the members of this group.
Nice.
And I was like, man, this sounds really good. Let's play it on Soul Sandwich. We may be the first Canadians to ever play this music.
That's great.
At least on public community radio.
That's good. Let's break them out, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Let's make it happen.
You heard it here first, guys.
So, you know, stay tuned for that surprise later on in the show. But first up, Ola, you got a couple of tracks you wanted to show the world by this artist named Eloquent. What can you tell us about Eloquent?
Well, I actually have no idea anything about Eloquent. But I do know that he's a Canadian hip-hop artist. I enjoyed listening to his music on Spotify. So, yeah. This is embarrassing.
Sorry, I'm still dying from that. I thought you had known something. I'd introduce them. Like, yeah, man, what can you tell us about Elvis?
I got something for you.
What can you tell us?
So, apparently, he's an artist from Ottawa, born and raised in Ottawa.
Yeah.
He's also under the Hawa Ware label, apparently.
Mm-hmm.
The one that Kaytranada was under.
Oh.
Or is under.
Nice.
And yeah, it's interesting. He's in the hip-hop electronic genre. And yeah, he's just an interesting guy. He plays, like, you know, Canadian music, you know, and like that the whole CanCon thing we have it going on. So that's good. You know, and he's signed to Hanwha Ware, based out of Los Angeles, and you know, he's worked with like big other guys like his influences are J Dilla and like Madlib and like Flying Lotus and all that stuff. So
he's
like an interesting artist to look at, and I mean, that's about as much as I know about him.
So what's the first track by Eloquent that you want to show us?
Golly G's, that's the name of the song, and
probably the least gangsta sounding.
I know.
No, that's good. That means we're getting something truly different in the hip hop scene.
And
Golly G's.
And the second one is called Recurring Dream from his older album, and that is very interesting. Yeah, very, very interesting. Actually, I prefer the Recurring Dream to Golly G's, but they're both equally good songs. So.
All right.
We'll play through those, and hopefully you enjoy that, guys.
That sounds cool. All right, let's hit it up with Golly G's by Eloquent off the album.
I just embarrass myself on, like, community radio.
don't worry about it, Ola. We'll keep on trooping on, okay?
Keep on trooping. Okay, cool. All right.
So let's hit it up. Golly G's, Eloquent off the album Good Karma.
All right, guys. See ya. Thank you.
And you're back with us, Ola and Rohit, here on Soul Sandwich, right here on CITR 101.9 FM.
Well, what?
So what did we just hear, Ola?
We just heard Eloquent, E-L-A-Q-U-E-N-T.
Mm-hmm.
He had two great songs for us with Golly G's and Recurring Dream. Eloquent is also a member of the Huh What Where label, a label that K Tronada and I believe Taku and Shango and a bunch of other great artists are also part of. I think Ashnautica as well. She's a female artist from California. And yeah, it's exciting to hear such good music from him. He's also called EQ. He's from Ottawa, but he also like hails from Guelph, Ontario. And yeah, his influences are J Dilla and DJ Premier and like a bunch of other like big time rap, hot dank beats kind of guys. So, you know, he's definitely going in the right direction. He's his description on Facebook is more like beat maker slash producer. So he knows where he's going to and he knows what he wants to make, and which is a good thing.
That's good stuff. Yeah.
That's good stuff. Yeah.
So now we're going to switch it up again. This show is going to be full of twists and turns in terms of musical genres. But, you know, because of the immense significance and influence of this particular artist, we thought it would be important, you know, to pay some tribute and play some of the tracks, you know, that we thought are worth playing. And one of them is, in my opinion, the best David Bowie song, just because it is used in almost any movie that is set in the 70s. It is like... It is a it's like a mood setting song. It's like a scene setting song. Huh. And that track is Young Americans by David Bowie off the album with the same name, Young Americans. During the 70s, actually, David Bowie was known for shifting genres, going from, you know, a very like spacey sci-fi kind of sound with Ziggy Stardust to this plastic soul, he calls it. He says plastic because he's a white dude from Britain, and he's like, I just really like soul music, but I'm going to try my best to imitate it. So this is Plastic Soul coming at you.
Yeah.
He released Young Americans, which is that Plastic Soul album. And in my opinion, this is my favorite album by him, like, because it's so amazing how versatile it is. Like, he had come off of doing like more folksy or traditional rock and roll kind of stuff, and then he just goes headfirst into this album, going all out with the soul. And he actually teamed up with Luther Vandross, who you might have heard of. He's a very influential R&B producer.
Hmm.
And Dr. Dre has actually used Luther Vandross in many of his nice samples. So, yeah, let's without further ado, let's kick it right to Young Americans by David Bowie.
All right, let's go for it. All right, see it.
A young American.
That was the classic tune by David Bowie, Young Americans, off the album with the same name. A really, really fine tune. Priyanka, you said at first, I think this is the first David Bowie song I'm about to hear. And then, what do you know? It hits the chorus and you've heard it before. Ain't that right?
I was just about to say you sold me out right on radio. Oh, my God.
Now, that's what we do here.
At Soul Sandwich.
What is your reaction?
Definitely. Oh, about
to hearing the song, yeah, for the first time in full, I guess.
Very 70s, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah,
that's accurate. It was a song of its time.
It was a song of its time.
But then again, David Bowie's also made music that was very ahead of its time too. Yeah. Mean, like a certain someone who we're going to get to later. His first name, Yay, last name,
Jesus.
S. Guess who that is?
Our Lord and Savior.
Yeah. Okay. But we'll get into that a bit more because you had an interesting observation about David Bowie in terms of an interview he gave. We'll talk about that later.
Yeah, for sure.
But first, what we're going to do is play another really famous song by David Bowie, except this is a cover. And this cover is by probably the most famous Canadian astronaut.
He is.
Yeah, easily. Chris Hadfield. Chris Hadfield played a really cool acoustic cover of Space Oddity.
From space.
In space. Bro. In the International Space Station.
I know. That was,
which is as cool as it gets, really, as far as, you know, doing a concert anywhere in the world. Oh, no, I'm out of this world. I'm playing space today.
You can't beat that. He just, like, literally, even if, like, you know, freaking Drake was, like, having a freaking block party in UBC, it can't beat doing a concert from space, acoustic, you know.
And it's a Canadian dude, and I've actually had the pleasure of
meeting him.
Well, not really meeting him, like
I've seen him,
but like seeing him give a presentation. Weirdly enough, it was for a tourism awards show because I was working in the Vancouver Lookout, and they had like a tourism awards of BC. I don't know why, and then they managed to book Chris Hadfield
that's
as
amazing.
The guest speaker, and he gave an incredible speech about, you know, his time in space and what he realized. And you know, there's a certain name, I'm forgetting it now, but there's a certain name of a phenomenon, a psychological effect that happens to astronauts when they go to space, and they're just so very like humbled by the immensity of space and seeing Earth, you know, from so far, that like when they come back, it's like they've got this newfound
perspective.
Like almost, it's almost spiritual, but it's also very like intense, you know, like because they realize just how
infinite,
how
the universe
small
is,
our planet is in this immense
expansive space
that is infinitely expansive space that is the universe. So he gave this amazing talk, and then Space Oddity is the tune that he loves best by David Bowie, so he played an amazing cover of it. And we've got it for you here right now, so let's do Chris Hadfield's cover of Space Oddity, possibly the best David Bowie track of all time. Enjoy.
Ground control to Major Tom. Ground control to Major Tom. Lock your Soyuz hatch and put your helmet on. Ground control to Major Tom. Commencing countdown, engines on. Detach from station and may God's love be with you. This This is ground control to Major Tom. You've really made the grade. And the papers want to know whose shirts you wear. But it's time to guide the capsule if you dare. This is Major Tom to ground control. I've left forevermore, and I'm floating in a most peculiar way, and the stars look very different today. For here am I sitting in a tin can.
The infamous track Space Oddity, as covered by Chris Hadfield, Canadian astronaut, legend.
Legend.
All-around swell guy.
Swag.
Yeah.
Just dripping.
Straight out of Sarnia. Probably the best thing that Sarnia has ever produced. Really, the greatest gift that Sarnia has given to this world is...
Chris
Hadfield.
Lieutenant Commander?
Commander Chris Hadfield. That's how I know.
Okay.
That's also a badass title to have. Commander Hadfield. Commander. Oh, yeah, this is another beauty of being here at 8 o'clock.
We can say whatever we want. Ha, ha, ha. Not really.
But we can go fuck it a fuck. I believe I can do that, right?
I think so. I don't know.
Some looks from the windows.
Okay, cool. We'll know.
By the way, I found out that name of the effect I was talking about.
Oh, what is it?
The overview effect. So this is what Chris Hadfield was describing, being an astronaut in space, seeing the Earth like from that, you know, perspective of the International Space Station. The overview effect is a cognitive shift in awareness reported by some astronauts during space flight, often while viewing the Earth from orbit or from the lunar surface. So basically, you see just how, you know, incredible it is, like incredible the planet Earth is, and at the same time, how fragile it is. Because, like, if our atmosphere were to, you know, vanish, we'd be dead.
We'd all burn to death.
And all our issues of, like, quibbles. Like, real funny, man. Real funny. Burning alive thanks to no atmosphere, or suffocating thanks to no atmosphere. Real, I'm sorry. Real
it's just,
funny.
It's just, like, really funny when you think about, like, okay, so this is, I don't know what it is. It's, like, an online, like, website, and it's, like, literally the potential things that could happen if one element in, like, the atmosphere or the ground just disappeared.
Yeah.
And it was, like, you know, like, if the oxygen in the air just, like, disappeared, we're all just, like, you know, our heads would just, like, pop or something. And it's, like, you're just, like...
Okay, that sounds a little ridiculous. I'll agree. Yeah, yeah.
But it's, like, oh, okay, so literally we are, like, Earth is just, like, perfect enough. Like, every single thing is just,
it's,
like...
It's the Goldie... It's in the Goldilocks zone.
Exactly. It's,
that's
like,
what
it's just
they
like,
call it.
Exactly.
Right?
It's, like, everything's just, like, the right
just
composition,
right.
Or else we'd have, like, all died.
Yeah.
Like,
in terrible. A very hilariously dark way. Like, it's just, like...
Horrifying.
Horrifying. Like, but it would be kind of funny, like, if you're an alien and you just saw, like, oh, look, they fucked themselves over with all the environmental degradation... And 3, 2, 1, bam, all the heads popped up in one go. They'd just be watching this like a fucking popcorn flick on a Saturday. I don't know if they have Saturdays.
They don't have
Sabbaths. I don't know. They're aliens, you know, out there with their own version of Sabbath.
They break bread, you know, like they don't work.
No, probably aliens, if they're traveling space, they probably got some way to, they probably got some hustle.
To chill out, yeah.
Or maybe they have, like, computers that do everything for them.
And maybe they're just all fat or something, I don't know.
And they're just chilling and watching, like, all the shit. They have, like, you know, 200 million channels, like, and, like, these screens all over in their massive mothership.
That sounds...
And they're just monitoring, like, all the crazy shit that's going
that
on.
That sounds
like,
exactly
not
like
just
Wall-E.
On Earth. Yeah, oh, yeah. Like, yeah, like that. Like Wall-E, except it's aliens. Like, all right, maybe we're going too far with this. The space talk can just keep on.
The space talk started off with David Bowie, who also had Ziggy and the Stardust. I can't remember the name of the album, but that entire album just had like a bunch of space themes, including Space
it's
Oddity.
So cool, right? Like that an artist cared so much about space, like that he made it a fundamental part of his his identity, one of his aliases, and had this whole backstory behind it. And I just read up that, like, David Bowie got to listen to Chris Hadfield's song, thankfully, before he passed away. And they were going to take it down off YouTube because of copyright. And then he was like, no, this is my favorite version of the song. So right on.
Nice.
Right on,
nice
Chris Hadfield.
Nice
you made David Bowie proud. That's some high praise.
That's very good. That's very good.
Okay. And now to completely shift gears, but to a man who also likes to think of himself as a musical pioneer, and I really wonder if they ever met or have ever talked to, because we're going from David Bowie now to a man who has his fans, but also has his enemies.
He's a hater, man.
He has a lot of haters,
like David Bowie.
So
we have a real segue here, man.
It is a real segue.
Comparison. Yeah.
I'm on a real segue as you speak. No. Kanye West. And the reason I bring in Kanye West up is because my homie John Q of Q It Up fame.
He
recently brought it to my attention that 808s and Heartbreak might be the best Kanye West album. Now, when he said that
arguable. That's very arguable.
Arguable. Tell me about it. A lot of people think it's his worst album.
What?
Because, and I was one of those people. I used to think, like, God damn it. Like, this guy is just trying auto-tune and he can't sing. What's he doing? This is a joke. It was so different from, you know, his first two albums, like College Dropout,
and
Late Registration,
Graduation.
Right? Yeah. And completely different from Graduation, too. But you listen to it now. And you realize, holy shit, Kanye West was ahead of his time. Kanye West actually
knew what was up.
The production in 808s and Heartbreak is actually remarkable.
So clean.
So clean, so crisp. I'm not really that big on necessarily the lyrics of all the songs, but I can understand that he was in a very dark place at this time. He had lost his mother. He had broken up with his fiance. It's a rough patch for
Kanye. Wait, whoa, 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 whoa.
Yeah.
Alexis
Pfeiffer, I think her name was.
Okay, sorry. I just didn't know any of that. Cool.
Well, I was like doing a little bit of research because I wanted to put things in the context.
This is your J-school instinct. Just like,
come on, man. That's why. Got to do your homework, man. Nardwar's taught me well, man.
Taught you well. Nice.
So that kind of explains this very dark, moody album. And he was experimenting a lot. And as it turns out, you know, now you see a lot of artists employing the very same techniques and styles that are from 808s and Heartbreak. So to kind of give you an example, we're going to play two tracks, not off this 808s and Heartbreak. One is from 808s and Heartbreak, and another track is very reminiscent of the Kanye West track. So the first track we're going to play is Paranoid by Kanye West off 808s and Heartbreak. And then right after, we're going to follow that up with Travis Scott's 90210, which sounds awfully similar to Paranoid. I'll let you guys be the judge.
We'll judge it.
But that's what a lot of people were saying in the YouTube comments. There was a whole war about it, you know, flame war about it. So let's hit it up. Ola, cue the track.
For sure.
Kanye West, Paranoid off 808s and Heartbreak. And then we're going to hit you right after that with Travis Scott's 90210. Check it out on Soul Sandwich, y'all.
Yeah, that's a good paranoid.
Why are you so paranoid? No. Don't be so paranoid. No. Don't be so, baby. Don't worry about it. Hate it. Don't even think about it. You worry about the wrong things. The wrong thing. You worry about the wrong things. The wrong things. You worry about the wrong things. The wrong things. You worry about the wrong things. The wrong things.
Tell me right now, you really wanna spend your whole life alone? A little time out might do you good, might do what's good for we be done for good. Cause I can make it good, I can make it hood, I can make it come, I can make it go. I can make it high, I can make it fly, make it touch the sky, hey, maybe so. All of the time, you be up in mind, checking through my cell phone, baby, no. You wanna kill the vibe on another night, here's another fight, oh, here we go, oh, here we go.
Baby, don't worry about it. Lady, we'll go out to the floor.
Anyway,
they don't know.
You wanna complain about the nights alone. So now you're here with me, stress and gratitude. Leave that attitude way back at home. Yeah, you see him look, baby, let him look. Give you cold looks, cause we look cold. Yeah, you heard about all the word of mouth. Don't worry about what we can't control. All the talk in the world, lost in the world. Till you finally let that thing go. You wanna check into the Heartbreak Hotel, but sorry, we're closed. Baby, don't worry about it. Baby, we'll go out to the floor.
Anyway,
hey,
don't know
to the floor.
You were
Granny called, she said, Travi, you work too hard. I'm worried you forget about me. I'm falling in and out of class. Don't worry, I'ma get it, Granny. What happened now? My daddy happy. Mama called me up, that money coming, and she let me. I done made it now. I done found like meaning now. All them days are hard to break. Her heart out in pieces now. Friends turning into fraud niggas. Practicing, have the passion, you niggas package different. All you niggas want the swag, you can have it. I'ma sell it, you niggas salary about the cabbage. Youngest nigga out of Houston at the Grammys. Smiling at him, laughing at me. I pass a rock to Yeti Punk, faked it, passed it back, bitch. All of this off a rabbit, should've wrote this in Latin. Yeah. I know, I know, I know, I know.
I know, I know. I know, I know, I know, I know, I know. Guzzle said we in the stove. Yeah, we about to drop a four. He passed a cigarette, I choke.
All right, we get it. You ripped off
bro,
Kanye.
We get it, bro.
Travis, there's no running away from it.
Let us know what you think. Like, maybe next week or something.
Maybe
like
we'll get a caller who'll be angry. Like, no,
man. Travis Scott is the greatest artist that ever lived.
I doubt people who listen to CITR will defend Travis Scott to the max. Like I said, I like 90210. Yeah. Like, it's a cool beat. But when I heard Paranoid again, I'm like, wow, Travis.
Wow,
you didn't
Travis,
even try for that original. You're not Cardinal original, that's for sure.
Yeah. I think his name is Cardinal Official.
I know. That was a fucking idiot. Sorry. Sarah's like, yo, this is, we got to turn down. Turn down for what? Turn down for decency. Common humanity. Why are we so savage on the microphones? Anyways, all right.
Breathe, Ola. Breathe.
I am literally dying in here.
All right, so we got to end things off because we actually do.
We need to move.
Have a fill in coming up for the Screen Girls.
So yeah, Travis Scott, you're a bad person. No, you're a bad person.
We didn't say that.
He's not an original person. But you're not.
All right. Okay, moving on.
Moving on, we have a Polo. By your friend. She recommended that for us.
My friend Alice Tennant from the UBC J School, also part of News 101 team.
What's up? What up? Yeah.
So she actually recommended this group called Polo, who are formerly known as, they have this crazy name. I'm just about to check it. I think it's like Girls on Drugs. Yes, they were formerly known as Girls on Drugs. So this is a group out of the UK, and they've got a pretty cool, like, future soul dubstep kind of post. They call it post dubstep. I think of it as a little bit like chill step, and the music. It's a duo of just two people. Actually, it's just a music producer named Luke. I'm sorry if I butcher his last name, Luke Lount, I believe. And the singer is Kat McHugh. So they formed an alliance in 2013 and are now getting pretty big time in the music blogs in the UK, and they've been featured on magazines and radio shows and music festivals. So they're coming up, and I thought, like, I don't know how many, you know, Canadian stations are playing their music, but I figured maybe we're the first. Who knows?
We're the first, maybe.
So
exclusive.
Right here, we're gonna play "Party Talk" by Polo, coming to you right here out of Soul Sandwich on CITR 101.9 FM. This is the last track of the night. Hope you guys enjoyed us. And we'll be back. It'll be 8 p.m. to 9 p.m.
And call us, man. I want you to argue with me, man. You know, like, I like Bill, though. Who, Bill?
Bill, our first
Bill, our
and
first
only
and
caller.
Only caller, man. He should call him. He should just chill out
Bill,
there.
Bill, we're missing you.
But, like, the rest of you should fight me or something about Travis Scott.
We got to end this, man.
Okay, we got to end this. Okay, cool. All right. Polo with Party Talk.
Let's go.
Tell me to hide. We're Mafia Winter with multiple Juno Award winner Alex Cuba as he supports his new album, Healer.
Cuando digo que te quiero, digo la verdad.
Co-presented by K-Meek and Blue Shore Centers, Alex Cuba will be at the K-Meek Center in West Van on February 6th, performing at 8. Visit alexcuba.com for tickets and for more information.
When I look up, nothing brighter is happening in the sky.
Are you interested in human rights and social justice? Come check out Amnesty International UBC. We fight to stop human rights.